You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Welcome back for another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for Visiting. And this is the
Hosting Hotline.
We're going to mix it up a little bit today with the Hosting Hotline. We've got a question from one of you amazing listeners, but we're bringing in Colleen, our Director of Operations and also our Revenue Manager for a property management company. So we thought, who better to answer a question about numbers than Colleen? Here we go.
Hi, Annette and Sarah. This is Vanessa. We met last month at InvestorCon. You guys were so great talking to me and Jasmine and allowing me to have my short-term rental fangirl moment. I love you guys so much. I appreciate the insight you gave us there and sharing a glass of wine. It was awesome. Hopefully, I'll get to see you again in September in Columbus. We'll see. I am writing to ask you about pricing for the solar eclipse. Next April 2024, going through, I believe, your area north of Columbus and through my area and the Finger Lakes of New York is the total eclipse. And I've heard people say you should triple your nightly rate for this event. I've heard people say leave your rate the same, but set a 5-night minimum. Early April is still off season for me, so I really want to take advantage of this rare event. Just curious what you guys are going to do and what do you suggest those of us that are in off season do to capitalize on this once in a lifetime or every few decades event. Thank you again for everything and sharing all your insight. I appreciate you guys. Follow me at little_blue_cottage_FLX. Thank you.
Yay.
All right. I just have to say a couple things. Number one, we did meet Vanessa in person at a conference. If you have not got your tickets to our conference, what are you waiting for?
It's going to be so good. Wait, can I just give a little teaser?
Yes, but after I say it, Vanessa said, we'll see. She has bought tickets because A, she knows what's up, and B, she wants to up-level what it means to be a host, and C, hang out with us once again. But yes, Sarah, what's a teaser?
We are announcing.
On this once-in-a-lifetime event.
We are announcing our speakers as we get confirmed speakers coming on, and the topics that we're going to cover go from SEO to Facebook, Instagram ads to hearing from a potential celebrity speaker. I know we're not talking about you, Annette.
Oh, I was going to say, they know I'm going to be there.
We cannot wait to announce. So keep your eye on
D-list celebrity.
Keep your eye on tfecon.com. And of course, we'll let you know here on the Hosting Hot Tips as those unfold. But Colleen, you're no stranger to the show, no. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
all right, let's dig in. This is an excellent question. And if it's not the solar eclipse, it might be the Super Bowl. It might be a concert, Taylor Swift, you know, whatever that is. But please be mindful that if this specific question, if the eclipse isn't rolling through your town in April 2024, something will be coming no matter the size of your town. So let's dish it how we would handle this, especially with this advanced notice, Colleen.
Definitely. So made a couple notes here. So some items that I would keep in mind just as host when you're talking about a citywide sellout and exactly what Annette said. So yes, a solar eclipse, it's a once in a lifetime or once every 25 years or, you know, whatever it is that's going to come. But citywide sellouts, those are constant. Those could be, depending on your market, those could be every weekend or once a month in your community. That could be a huge concert, like Annette said, Taylor Swift could be in town. That could be some major sporting event, but it also could be
conference that's coming to town, all that a citywide is just something that's creating demand and compression in your market. So what that means is that, yes, there's going to be an influx of people coming to your area, but the same usual suspects are still going to be in the area. So that's your business traveler every week. That's your leisure person on the weekends. That's people coming to stay at a hospital or whatever. So all it is just additional compression in your market. So when you're approaching a citywide sellout, number one, you should always be checking events in the area, what's going on, because yes, a name like Taylor Swift or Once in a Lifetime Solar Eclipse is a big deal, but even a small concert that might not be super important to you is still going to create that compression in your market. So when you're thinking about that, the goal for a citywide is that you never want to be the first property that's sold out ever. While it's super fun and exciting to fill really quickly because the rates are so high. If you're selling out first, then you've offered yourself no flexibility on increasing your rate. So my first recommendation for a citywide is close your books or mark your price up 500% above your normal rate, whatever it is. And ultimately someone might book it and then no harm, no foul, but you don't want to be the first one sold out. So I also recommend shopping your competitors, and don't just shop your competitors once. You want to shop your competitors monthly. Is who else is sold out in the area? Do I need to consider adjusting my rate? So we have a pretty big citywide in our short-term rental business. It happens the first week of March. So right now our books are closed. We'll open those up about 6 months ahead of time at exactly what I said, 500% increase. And then that's that. As we get closer, we'll lower it. And the thing that you have to keep in the back of your mind is if the event is as big and as serious as you say it's going to be, you are going to fill that space. So don't panic and lower your rate 3 weeks out thinking, because there's that person that hasn't booked their space yet.
Her name's Annette Grant.
Yes. Annette, you're up.
I know. I didn't tell my friend last week, and I was like, she's like, can you send me your flight information? I was like, oh, I should book that, and then I'll send it to you so you know when to pick me up tomorrow. I have a question, Colleen. With the completely blocking, that scares me. I'm nervous. Why am I taking myself completely out of the game?
Well, you're taking yourself out of the game because you're going to sacrifice rate if you don't. So if you open up first and, you know, there's people, there is that planner that's way out that is going to book that space, but you're not taking yourself out of the game. You just have your books closed for booking at this time with a strategy of when you're going to open them. So that, yes, that is scary, but it'd be no.
Okay, so I have a game plan. Yes. I have a game plan. I'm not shutting myself out of the game.
Yeah, it's not like
okay.
You're taking yourself off the market. You're just close to arrival on that day. It's like nothing.
Okay. All right. Gotcha.
Yes.
Just wanted to get.
So I want to just always put in the back of your mind, anybody that's kind of cautious on how far can I really push the rate, you can always lower your rate. So in the event that you pushed it too far, that's fine. Just lower your rate, you know, and you'll have to, as these citywides or as you get more familiar, you'll get a better idea of your booking window as far as like, what is our normal time that we're going to start panicking. And in our world, if it's Thursday and our arrival's tomorrow, I'm panicking if I don't have the space filled. But if I'm not panicked if we're a week out, I'm not panicked if we're 2 weeks out. So that's, of course, going to be very market specific, just like your percentage. I can't give you a percentage. That's going to be very market specific. But always know you can always lower your rate. You can always run a promotion. You will get that space filled.
How do we justify, because this has happened before, like let's say we go in, we do that top tier 500% plus rate, and you start getting those inquiries of people that are like, this is crazy. Why are you doing this? Because they might see, for Vanessa specifically, let's give her some verbiage. Someone's going to see that Thursday through Sunday is 3x, 4x the normal price. And they're like, why is your Tuesday $200? What's the best way? Obviously, you know, this consumer is probably aware of the solar eclipse and they're trying to lean on you as being some sort of like price gouger. What response should Vanessa give of this is a once in a lifetime event, and that's why the pricing is reflected in that? How would you respond to that?
I like to respond in a super positive manner that, number one, we're so excited for the solar eclipse too. Yes, we can't wait to host somebody here to watch this. It's awesome. So already now you've made this connection with the guest. And then after that, you just want to say that you're comfortable with the pricing. It's appropriate for what's going on in the market, and that, you know, it's going to be, the value is there. It's going to be, you know, that's going to be a perfect save for you and all of those types of things. But at the end of the day, you're firm in your pricing and you're so excited that the space is even available for them to book, because it won't be. It's going to get booked. So we're happy it's open for you. And certainly if you want to, you know, start adjusting rates or think about all that, that's a conversation you're having 10 days out, 2 weeks out. That's not a conversation you're having 4 months out with a guest about the price for Super Bowl or whatever it is. They do know. And of course, the guest is going to ask. And that's why you have to, again, be confident in your pricing and shop your competitors so you know what you're saying is valid. That does bring up a good point, though. Sarah and I have talked about this before, is making sure that when you do increase that price, value is the key thing. So, you know, making sure that that guest is not walking in and just feeling like you guys just completely took advantage of them, right? Vanessa is actually in our membership, and she posted this question for the group inside of our Facebook group, and there were tons and tons of responses. And actually, one of our coaches made a really good point to get the special glasses that you wear that to watch the eclipse happen. He said that those were like completely sold out when this happened in his market recently, and that the stores like had them under lock and key and were selling them for like $100 and all this crazy stuff. So just to get those like in ahead of time. And I've seen this on different Airbnb hosts, like Taylor Swift comes to town and they hide little clues or whatever around their Airbnb. Like, you can do very like cost-effective things to make sure that event feels special when they walk in the door.
For that specific event that they're coming to town for. No, love it.
One of my favorite things you do, Colleen, as well, that would be a great tip for anyone listening out there, is every year we have in a spreadsheet all of the events that might be sellouts for us.
Citywide sellout.
City, that sounds like such a good title.
No, it makes me feel excited about things. Yeah, citywide.
Or it sounds like an adventure movie, like an adventure, but you're a citywide sellout.
Okay. Sellout.
But what Colleen does is she lists all the citywide sellout events. And then we start tracking how far out did we book it at that higher rate. Because then as your years go on, you're going to know what your sweet spot
is. You're
not
going to be freaking out when you're like, ah.
Yeah. Okay. When concerts come to town, people usually bite at 400% markup 3 months out. You know what I mean? Or you can start to see those patterns and get really confident in how high you can push it, and make sure that you really are capturing all the money that's out there for you. And as long as you bring that value in that stay, make it a little bit extra special. I know, Colleen, we recently had a graduation for OSU, and we did something really simple because it was like the first day of summer. We definitely pushed rates higher than we ever have, but we left them little gifts, and we always do the handwritten cards. And our reviews from that weekend were through the roof. They paid through the roof, and they felt like we treated them
like service was through the roof.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Two things from this episode, host, that I hope you're listening to is A, really push the pricing, look at the citywide sellouts of the compression, but don't be caught asleep at the wheel when these things come to town, because
right,
it is not fun to know that you missed an opportunity to take part in these citywide sellouts. And it happens. And I feel like we hear this from hosts all the time, and especially the hosts that follow us. A lot of times they just fall on the sword and they keep the rate at what it was published at, because they're like, that's my bad, I did that. So also take this episode as a like, wait a second, I don't always know best. I don't always know all the things that are coming to town, because there are going to be things. There's a huge board game convention that comes to Columbus that I would never even know about or think
some
about.
Horse going to show that happens at Sellouts. So I never would have known about that.
Do not be asleep at the wheel. Go on to different sites, get the Google alerts. You know, I think when I first got started, seriously, I went to the hotels, the hotel closest to me, and there were weekends sold out. And I was like, why is that weekend? So like, there were all these weekends, like 12 months out, that were already sold out. I was like, if that hotel is already sold out, I need to figure out what's going on there. So going to those, whether you have a stadium in or a convention center, get a hold of those calendars and see what's going on, because there could be something midweek, a convention like TFEcon coming to town that you don't know about. And, you know, you've got to get in a rhythm yourself of figuring out how to stay ahead of those dates that hopefully are coming to a town near you, your town specifically.
Colleen, anything we didn't talk about that you want to make sure our listeners know when as it comes to these pricing strategies?
I have one note I just want to some knowledge I want to spread as far as these citywides and raising the rates. It's obviously super, super fun to jack up your rate. It's super, super fun to just take all that money right to the bank. But also reminding you that your entire business model shouldn't be based around that one or two citywide that's coming to your area. So making sure that you, you're priced appropriately year round, and then just let those citywides be super, super fun.
I love that. It's like icing on the cake.
Yeah. That's exactly what it should be. Just a little cherry on top.
Yeah. Don't depend on those one or two to make all the fun. So those can be cherry on top. I like that.
All right, Vanessa, we cannot wait to hear where you end up landing, how far out people book your space, at what rate it was. We will be sure to share that with you listeners. If you would like to have your question answered here on the podcast, just like we answered Vanessa's, we do give priority to our HBMM members, so that's why Vanessa was on today. But if we don't have any of our members with a hosting hotline question in the queue, you can go to thanksforvisiting.me. In the upper right-hand corner is a red Ask TFE button, and you can record your voice, ask your question, and we will answer it here in the podcast.
So come hang out with Vanessa because she's got her ticket. Colleen is going to be at TFEcon. What's the code in
there.
That? That's going on right now? Podcast. Use the code podcast.
Podcast gets you a discount. All right, with that, I'm Sarah Karakhan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for Visiting.
Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros, is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.